Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 493, Relevance. Trust you've had a marvelous week. The year keeps flying on by. Had an interesting week here in Montana, basically a week of cloud, wind. We actually had snow. It's gone. The rains took care of it. But actually snowed, if it was the right temperature, we would have had probably 10 inches of snow here. But I'll take the moisture any way I can get it. Now we kind of got blue skies and supposed to be really warm again and then get cold. Crazy. All my good friends back in the central time zone, especially in the northern part, please be taking care of all those crazy winds you've been having. I had a good friend that was up in Illinois who really, no big damage, but had a big scare. So you guys take care. Keep watching that weather. This episode of the Moose Podcast is being recorded through Adobe Podcast using AI Beta to clean things up. It also creates a transcript, and you can find all that there on the website. There's a blog post for the podcast each week. Any links to things I talk about, photographed, any relevance. And of course, you can also find the podcast in all your favorite spots, Spotify, Amazon, YouTube. Spotify and YouTube, you can leave comments. I do respond, not an AI robot. It is myself live. Love to have a conversation. Just trivia, but Adobe has changed the name more or less, or dropped the word pro from Premiere. It's just Premiere now. It's that Premiere Pro, which is kind of interesting. Though the beta part, I'm not sure I understand all this, but the beta part is still beta pro, Premiere Pro. And I think it's just interesting trivia. Not that it means a whole lot, but you know, in that process of evolving forward, you know, dropping the word pro, I'm all over that because, boy, has that been misused, as I've talked about many times on this podcast. You might have noticed that Photoshop has a whole new feature. It'll let you take any 2D element in your photograph and make it 3D, and you can turn around, spin it, do whatever you want to it. I think that's kind of an interesting use of AI. I've already seen things to it that done with it, which it just unnerves me a little because it's just not enough people to understand that that world is being manipulated out there. They just take it for pictures value. Yes, I did comment this past week again on another AI fake, putting a tree up on one of the hoodoos there in Bryce. Yeah, I have no problem with the use of AI. As I've mentioned before, my concern is the fact that people, just not enough of the public is educated enough. They just believe what they see, and that's dangerous. It's dangerous. Haven't been reading lately anything per se. I've been going back to a couple old books as I work on some articles. So if you've got some inspirational reading that you want to recommend to me, I would love if you would just drop me an email, post it there on Spotify or YouTube. I'm looking for anything that's not camera or biology oriented at the moment, because I had my fill of that the last couple of weeks. So I'd appreciate some help. Speaking of help, I want to thank my good friends at Bedford's. Bedfords.com. Bedford's Camera is a sponsor of the Moose Podcast, and they just keep knocking out of the park. Like I mentioned, they have coming up. No, I guess it just finished, didn't it? The KC. That's this. This is past weekend. The event going on down there, but you can find out, and it seems to work for a lot of folks, and I'm finding it much more advantageous. Just to constantly watch the Bedford's Instagram account. Their flash sales, if you don't get the text, some people don't want to put their cell phone number in that box when you go to their website. You just watch their Instagram account, and their flash sales are posted there a few days prior to the they're happening. And their sales, those flash sales, they only last a day or two. It's not like it's a big sale. And just being a smart business, they have overstock, I assume, is the main thing, or maybe the manufacturer gave them a special spiff. But you'll see for a couple of days some big savings. And of course, after you check out, you'll see a little bit more after you say the old name Moose. So it's a good thing. As I mentioned, they are now dealing with a dealer for ProGrade, and many folks have got their priority orders in for the new 70-200 f/2.8 Mark II or Series 2 lens. A number of people asked if I know about when it's going to be released. I don't know for a fact. I've not been told, but I believe it's going to be near the end of the month, the next 2 weeks, I guess. Yeah, today being the 16th. Oh, my gosh. So, anyway, Bedfords. These are the folks. Yes, I have my priority lens. Hop. Hop. I'll try again. Yes, I have my priority order in with Bedford's for the new Z7200-28. They are the folks. They'll get it to me faster and quicker, and the price that I can they make the difference. So thanks, Bedford's. About a decade ago, a good friend of mine just had gone to a camera club, his camera club. And with him, he had a bunch of, I'm just going to say garage sale items, things that I had cleaned out of my closet, gear locker, some think tank bags and some books, some other stuff that I just pass along. I can't sell that stuff. I get it as samples to try out, to make comments about. And then, so I sent it to him, and he took it to his club. And the first guy said to him, why are you giving all this stuff away? And more or less, they were doing a raffle fundraiser for the club. And he said, oh, well, my good friend Moose Peterson sent it along, thought it would help us out. And his friend said to my friend, Moose Peterson, well, he doesn't have any relevance anymore. And he kind of just walked off. About a month after that incident, our friend relayed that to me, and I said, oh, okay. And as you can see, for over a decade, it's kind of, I would say not stuck in my craw, but it's stuck in the back of my mind, relevance. You know, in this interesting world we live in, it's fascinating to see what sticks and what doesn't stick. Sharon and I have gone back to watching some reruns of the old Home Improvement show, which Tim Allen did. It was just, it's so well done. And the first episodes were back in 91. And we were just like wondering how relevant some of the things are, you know, the relevance of what he has to say. And it, I got to tell you, some of the jokes are still hilarious, you know, putting a motorcycle engine into a lawnmower. Well, watching that will never get old. But what he has to say is good old fashioned kind of grounded common sense. And its relevance holds today, 30 years later, just as it did when he first put it on the air. And it got me to thinking. And then I had this really nice comment on YouTube. I have lots of really nice comments, and I'm grateful for this one. Really stuck out. And the person basically kind of said, you know, I came back to this, to your old YouTube posting, I guess it's what it's called, whatever, video, is it just to get some plain old Moose horse sense? So it got me thinking back again about my friend's comment about relevance. And I'm not sure relevance was ever in my list of goals. I don't think it was ever something that was consciously driving me. More was just sharing some of the basic and, up to advanced concepts that help the mind bring that camera to the eye to share the wonders we see with the world. And I think that relevance will never get old. All of us go out there, and you think about some of the old-time photographers, and I'm talking back in the 1800s, who go out with glass plates, coat it, take pictures, all that they did to record those time. And I wondered if they ever thought of relevance as being important to what they were capturing and what they share. And of course, now, 150 plus years later, the relevance of seeing some of that history smacks you right between the eyes, as its relevance is just as vital today as it was when they made that click. Now, we won't be around, at least I don't think so, in 150 years to see if what we bring forth to share with people will be of the same relevance as a lot of things from 150 years ago. But you got to try. If you think about it, I haven't done it for a while, but I used to start some of my presentations by mentioning that I have 7 endangered species that are extinct in my files. The only place you'll see them right now are the photographs in my files, which is always a depressing fact to me. And the relevance to that is the fact that it doesn't really click with folks today. We don't think about things that way. But what happens in the future? Now, I don't want to put any more pressure on anyone's photography, and I don't want you going out saying, I got to take this photograph for, preservation reasons so history doesn't get lost. But it comes down to what you're doing, no matter where you are in your photographic curve or where you think you are. The relevance of what you're doing is just as important as someone that is perhaps not as advanced as you, and just as the same as somebody who might be much more advanced than you. Because we put ourselves in those photographs. We're just, you think about it, be it from iPhone to the biggest, baddest red camera, we are all going out in the world with tools to record that moment, that memory, that special time that, struck us. And we don't know if in the future, if that's still going to be there. We just don't know. So erring on the side of caution, making a click, and then sharing it seems like a really good idea to me. Now, the permanence of what we do today and it being there for others to find later on, boy, that's an interesting question that has been on my mind the last few weeks. And the relevance to that is the fact that if there are still books being published out there, but how many history books are going out there with just the facts, with what we see, experience, and feel? That part kind of concerns me. The relevance to that, especially in today's world, I think is really important. Watching what's being shared just in the last 2 weeks has made me, I think, a little bit more than concerned about how history will record our time right now. So when you go out with your camera and you have all your tools, you have your friends, you've got your passion wrapped up, add one little extra thought, a positive note, and just tell yourself that what you're doing has a lot of relevance today and tomorrow. And that extra little positive kick might give you a little skip to your walk, a little more joy to your click, and definitely bring out just a tad more emotion in that photograph and that story that, well, might not ever be around to see it, but bring a lot of relevance to those looking at it. You folks have absolutely a marvelous week. Start kicking spring into high gear here shortly. Looking forward to it. We have buttercups already blooming, a wildflower here. It's staggering, but it's all great stuff. Get out there and shoot. And remember to make every click your story.